You just have a safe, a very Merry Christmas, and I hope you find yourself surrounded by the people you care about the most, and enjoy it, and don't take it for granted, because every day is a new experience. So have a great one. Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you guys in the new year. Thanks.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." But we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another silver coin. The U.S. delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. peace dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
In Ohio, officials at an Athens County food pantry say they've received over $200,000 in donations thanks to LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's remarks about poverty in that county. Athens Food Bank President Karen Bright thanking Burrow, saying the generosity was absolutely unexpected.
We had no idea that anything like this would happen. It's much more than we would typically get in a year.
She was speaking on NBC News. Burrow grew up in Athens and spent the first 3 years of his college career as a backup QB at Ohio State. The U.S. has failed to reach a deal with South Korea on the cost of keeping U.S. troops in that country. The existing deal between the two nations expires December 31st, and the negotiations, which ended today in Seoul, were the last talks scheduled this year. South Korean lawmakers say Washington wants up to $5 billion a year for the U.S. to keep 28,000 troops in that country. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A new report claims it will be 257 years before women around the globe will be able to get equal pay. the World Economic Forum yesterday publishing its Global Gender Gap Report. It measured the gender gap in 153 countries when it comes to economics, politics, health, and education, calculating that at the current rate of change, women will achieve equal pay in the year 2277. It also ranked all 153 countries on their gender equality and found that Iceland was the most gender equal country as of now. The U.S. ranks at number 53. On the bottom of the gender equality list is Yemen. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court is blasting the FBI and ordering the Bureau to fix problems uncovered by an inspector general. The secret federal court said the FBI misled it about facts behind the wiretapping of a former Trump campaign advisor. The FISA court is now ordering the Bureau to propose changes to the way investigators get permission for future surveillance and to submit them to the court by the 10th of January. The inspector general said there were missteps in the process, but did not find any evidence that the investigation into Russia contacts with the Trump campaign was politically motivated. And if you're heading to France soon, don't expect to visit the Eiffel Tower. It's shut down because of a workers' strike. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House has begun debating two articles of impeachment against President Trump, one alleging abuse of power, the other for obstruction of Congress. Democrats accuse Trump of pressuring Ukraine to publicly announce an investigation of Trump's Democratic presidential rival Joe Biden while withholding military aid to Ukraine, something Trump denies. And so do Republicans. Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, says moments ago,
"The legacy of the 116th Congress will be defined by their hatred for President Trump and their deep-rooted desire to oust him from office." What we found with the Speaker just a week ago, she finally admitted she'd been trying to impeach him for nearly 3 years.
As the House votes on impeachment later today, the President and VP Pence will be in Battle Creek, Michigan at a campaign rally. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, late as usual. Anyway, so my topic today is about endings and beginnings. I am a licensed professional counselor. I've got my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. If you want more information about me, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com, not .net, like my little jingle says. Anyway, so this is actually because Christmas is on Wednesday and New Year's Day is on Wednesday. It is actually my last show of the year. So hence the ending. And I just wanted to sort of review a little bit some of the show topics that I had. Please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and you can see some of the other topics that I've shared throughout the year. And you can also go on the 100andchamberradio.com site and go into the archives, and you can also see what shows that I've done there. I have been doing Counselor's Chat for quite a long time. I'm going to say maybe 9 years, going on 10 years. And so I've got quite an array of show topics, some of which probably are repeated. In other words, the topics are repeated, but not necessarily the context or the content of the show. But as a counselor, there's many things that that I do, that I talk about with clients. And clients come to me for quite a variety of reasons. They come because they're depressed. They come because they're anxious. They come because their self-esteem is really low. They come because they're having troubles in relationships. They come because they're struggling with an addiction, obsessive-compulsive issue, post-traumatic stress issue. And the reason that they're coming is because they are tired of the pain. They are tired of the anxiety, and they're looking for something to change. So they're looking to end something and begin something new in their lives. So just kind of scrolling down Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Now, last week, my show topic was on being spiritually literate and it's how important it is. It was actually the topic of the week before, but I didn't see it on Counselor's Chat. So I redid the topic because I felt it was an important one. And I want to say generally, around Thanksgiving, I do a topic on gratitude. But I have done things such as emotional abuse and abuse in general, being a caregiver in your family, just kind of going through. My husband joined me to talk about military families. As you can see, I'm just scrolling through. And what is your family story? So that was another one. Picture of my husband and I on a Christmas Eve doing traditional Christmas dinner. Domestic violence and abuse. It was a topic. Being overloaded, information overload was a topic. Struggling with information overload, yeah. And being emotionally intelligent. So that was a topic. And self-promotion. So just kind of going through here. So you can see I've got quite a variety of topics. Oftentimes we think, as a counselor, I would be doing strictly things like depression and anxiety. And oftentimes it is part of what I talk about. That's important to recognize that it's not just some of these topics, depression and anxiety fall into all of that. So endings. many things in our lives come to an end. Relationships, jobs, a lot of friends on Facebook had to put some of their fur baby families down, so that was sort of an end there. Going from one age to another, in other words, you know, age 60 is over, that's ending, and now 61 is starting. Moving from one place to another, graduating school, going from eighth grade to high school to college. Endings in terms of family tradition. Sometimes we decide to do different things, new things. Ending in a season. So pretty soon, fall is going to be over. Winter is starting. Winter will be over. Spring will start. So our seasons end. The day ends. So that's another ending that we do quite often. The length of time. Okay, so we are reaching the shortest day of the year. That's going to end. So what does that mean? That means darkness is going to, you know, the predominance of darkness is going to end. Light is going to come back. And the holidays are going to end. So endings happen all the time. One of the things that I don't think that we do very well, and I do talk about this in show topics, is grief. And ending often has grief attached. I'm going to end a phone conversation. I'm ending a chapter in a book. I'm finishing a book. End of binge watching a TV series. So there's all of these endings, and an ending generally means that there's also now a beginning. So if I end something, I'm going to also begin something, because there's no such thing as just a void. You know, even if I say, well, I've just finished this book, I'm going to either pick up a new book or I'm going to do something else, so that I don't just sort of disappear. It go on to the next thing. But with endings, oftentimes we do have either a bit of letdown, or we even have a sense of grief and loss. And we don't deal with grief and loss very well. We kind of push it under the rug. We think that there are five stages. We've been taught there are five stages of grief, and there really aren't five stages of grief. Which are shock and denial, bargaining, sadness, acceptance. There's anger is in there. And we may have those feelings. But grief really is about the change in a particular pattern. So that means something is going to end and something is going to begin. And so we grieve over that. We may actually feel a sense of sadness and relief. So I'm really sad that this, this book is over, but, you know, I've got other things I need to do. I've kind of relieved that I've gotten through it, or I'm looking forward to the next book, or I'm relieved that I've completed whatever the task is, and now I'm looking forward to the next task, or maybe not looking forward to the next task. So life really has that series of beginning and ending, and sometimes we have a small sense of grief, and sometimes it is a deep sense of grief where we really feel heartbroken. And oftentimes that does happen when there's been a death or a very big loss, such as loss of a friendship or a loss of a job that we thought we really, really meant a lot to us. Retirement, that's an end and a beginning at the same time. So these things are important, they do happen. And I think that is the process of life in general, that we have a beginning and an end. So I'm going to actually take a little commercial break, and I'm going to be back with a few moments talking more about endings and beginnings with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. The microphone here is okay. There we go. Anyway, I am Ruth Altamira Roll, and your host, like I said, for Counselor's Chat. I'm talking about beginnings and endings, and that's actually a process of life. As a counselor, like I said early on, there's clients come in because they're tired of feeling the pain, feeling depressed, feeling anxiety. They're tired of what is going on in their life, and they want it to end. They want the negative self-talk to end. They want the negative self-esteem to end, and they want it to change. They want a new beginning, a fresh start on life. Sometimes people want relationships to end, or they want the strife within their relationship to end. And so they're looking to end something and start something new. Sometimes what happens, especially in counseling, people come in, they want to end something, but they don't have the tools to start what's new. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to communicate in a new way. They don't know how to change the negative to the positive. And as a counselor, that's most times, I'm going to say what I do is I give people tools to help them go from the negative lifestyle, the negative thought pattern, the negative belief systems, the negative communication, the negative relationships to something that is positive. So we end the old, we start the new. We end, we work at ending, and we get tools to begin something new in their lives. I know for myself, and I've done a little bit talking about myself this year, this past couple of months, actually. And it is about, for me, it was really about learning how to end negativity and shift to a much more positive thought process and a positive lifestyle. And it's not an easy thing to do because we've got a habit of thinking, a habit of communicating, a habit of behaving that we need to stop and change to something that's positive, new, and fresh. getting into recognizing that things come to an end. People don't like change. And I have a thing in my little plaque, I'll call it a plaque, in my office that says, don't be afraid of change. Be afraid not to change. So change indicates that we need to end something and begin something. Change is really, really positive. And people, we as human beings, generally don't like change. I don't like change. I don't want things to be different. I want to keep things as they are. They're comfortable. It is secure. And that is part of it. Not changing, sticking with what is familiar means I'm sticking with what is safe because I know it. People move, and they're afraid to move. I need to move. My husband got a new job, or I got a new job, or I'm retiring, and we're moving. And I'm really afraid of the change. I don't know where the grocery store is going to be. I got to find the post office. Can I make new friends? So all of that creates a lot of anxiety. And to recognize that this is a normal process, that change is normal, change is healthy, and change can be something that we can look forward to. We can say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle this, or I can look at it as a way of something that's exciting, fresh, and new. So our attitude around change can be really important. So when things come to an end, I can be really excited about what is the next thing? What is the new thing? What is the opportunity? What can I learn? Where is it going to take me? Is this going to be an adventure of some sort? And so I can begin a whole new outlook and a whole new way of focusing on things when I begin to work with changing my attitude. I think that's probably one of the best ways to say it, you know, changing my attitude. So endings and beginnings are really important in our lives. And they can have routines. So, you know, at the end of the day, I have a client that we've been talking about ending, how you end the day. What is your routine for getting ready for bed? It's technically called sleep hygiene. So there is that aspect, you know. So every day I end my day every day. Do you meditate at the end of your day? Do you look at your day and sort of say, okay, well, let me just review what happened and things that I've accomplished? You know, was I kind to myself today? Was my day filled with lots and lots of negative self-talk? Am I putting an end to that? Do I want to end that and start something new, start something fresh? These things are really important to do that. So I can review my past and look at things, even like I said, just for the day, and review it and see about what changes that I want to make so that my next day, my new beginning, each day is a new beginning, I can start fresh and new with some new ideas. If something super important ended today, like a relationship or a job, then I might need to give myself that opportunity to grieve. I may need to do some journaling, do some crying, work at letting go. These things are important, letting go of the past. So sometimes too, endings might be just my focus of my life. The negative, everything is dark, everything is dreary, nothing ever works out for me. I need to work at maybe ending that and beginning looking again at opportunities and positive things in my life. So we're at the beginning of a holiday season. And for the most part, I guess it's next week. Hanukkah's on Monday, Christmas Eve, and it's on Tuesday. Christmas Day, of course, is on Wednesday. And then we have New Year's Eve, New Year's Day the following week. And it's the culmination of the end of the year and the beginning of the year. It is the culmination of the end of fall, the beginning of winter. And winter is very interesting because it is our coldest period, at least here in the northern hemisphere. It is also, even though it's the coldest, it's still, it's when the light is returning. So it's the end of the darkness and the beginning of the light, which I think is not, I think for many holidays, Christmas, we light trees and light our houses, and we say Jesus is the light of the world, and Hanukkah, we light candles, and each one of those 8 days, there's additional candles, so you have 8 candles by the end of Hanukkah, and it's a much brighter. It's about celebrating the return of light. The Druids, people go to Stonehenge and, for the winter solstice, the shortest day, and celebrate the return of the sun. And so there's a lot of that, sort of that ending. This is that holiday season where we are, and this is just a traditional human event. I think ever since human beings sat and noticed, wow, today's a little bit longer, and yesterday was it was the shortest, like we noticed it from way early on in human history, and have celebrated the beginning of the return of the sun. So we end on the shortest day, and we begin that process of looking forward and looking ahead and excitement for the beginning. Beginnings are always exciting. Starting a new relationship, it's exciting. Starting a new job is exciting. Beginning things. And so, yes, we grieve the old when we let go of, but we also have to let go of when we grieve it. So we have feelings about it. We can feel sad. We can feel angry. We can feel brokenhearted. And then at the same time, be excited about the new. What the new year is going to bring. So, speaking of new year and resolutions, those are beginnings. So the year is ended. I have not, maybe I haven't done all the things that I resolved to do last year, and now I am in the beginning, start all over again. My resolution last year, I don't usually make resolutions, was not to get so frustrated with, and boy, I was tested with telephone stuff and paying bills and things that were supposed to happen when they should happen and are not happening, and I get frustrated. I think things should be a lot easier with that, and it's not. And that's my issue, my thing that I struggle with. I'm probably going to continue with working on that. So that particular resolution has not really happened for me. So it hasn't come to an end, and I haven't quite got to the beginning of a new way of handling things that I think should be a lot easier. It's okay. It's my process. So keeping that in mind, you might want to think about what are some things that I'd like to end and what are some things I'd like to begin. And for so many of us, it's, diet, exercise, going to bed, get better sleep. It's usually that kind of thing. But we can also say, why don't I start thinking more positively, let me work at building better self-esteem, building healthier relationships. It's not something that I have to start on January 1st. I can begin the process of. So I could start making plans. I could start becoming more aware. Those types of things I think are important. We do need to take another little commercial break. And I will be back talking a little bit more about beginnings and ends. I want you to think about some things that you want to end in your life and begin. I think that's a good thing to end this little segment. And I'm going to do a few more commercials, and I'll be back with Counselor's Chat.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamir Roll, your host for today's program. I am talking to you about endings and beginnings. We are coming to the end of the year, and we are going to come to the beginning of the next year. So that was part of why I picked this topic. I'm not going to be back for the rest of the year because my shows are on Wednesdays. And Christmas is on Wednesday, New Year's Day is on Wednesday, and the Hunterdon Chamber is going to be closed for the holiday week. So I will not be here. So this is my last show of the year. So that is my ending show. One of the things that I had said is if you want to go back and review some of the past shows, you can go on to Counselor's Chat on Facebook. And you can scroll down through that and you can see different topics that I did. You can also go on to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio website. go under Counselors Chat. My name is also there, Ruth Altam, your role. You could go into the archives, and you can listen to shows from anywhere from the past 10 years, 9 years. Been doing this for a while. You can also go on my website, which is www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.com. And I have some of the shows that I've done in the past are also posted there, so that you can go there and review a little bit of information about who I am, what I do, my practice, and you know, maybe watch a couple of shows that you might find useful for your own benefit and your own mental health. And I do Counselors Chat primarily to provide some information about good mental health, to remove the stigma, and to say it's okay. I mean, there's so many reasons that we can get into counseling. It doesn't have to be necessarily because we're depressed or anxious. It may be that we just need sort of a mental health tune-up. In other words, I'm not sure if my thinking is correct on this. Be a good way to think about it. I have had people come in and say, you know, I'm not sure if I'm doing what I really need to be doing right now. I'm thinking about ending a relationship, but I'm not sure exactly how to go about making that decision. You know, I'm thinking about changing a career. I'm not sure about how to make that decision. Sometimes it's something that is, I'm going to say, it's not as heavy, and that's probably the better word to use, as somebody who's struggling with depression and severe levels of anxiety or obsessive-compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress, those types of things. But one of the things that I think that counseling does offer is it does offer a way to end things that aren't working and begin new things and learn tools to have a more productive, happier, more fulfilling life, which I think is what we all want. And as I said earlier on, I have a plaque in my office that says, "Don't be afraid to change, be afraid not to change." Because change is important, and change always means I've got to end something and start something new. Something has to come to an end, and it can be the way I'm eating, the way I'm taking care of myself, a relationship, a career. Maybe it's not even a career. Maybe it's a job. This job has to come to an end. A friendship, moving. I need to move to a different location. Just so many things where there are endings and new beginnings, and these new beginnings offer a change. Life can get stale. We can get bored. Human beings really require some change. So life gets boring. You know, the same routine every day, day in, day out. Nothing ever changes. I go to work. I do the same job. I come home. I go to work. Boring, boring, boring. If you're bored in your life, it may mean that it's time to change something. So our emotional life oftentimes can give us a cue that it's time to change. We have four basic feelings: sad, mad, glad, and afraid. Sometimes people say disgusted is a sort of fifth feeling, but I think disgusted is kind of in the, I don't like it, kind of sad, mad kind of category. Because we can combine things like bittersweet. But out of those four basic feelings, sad, mad, glad, and afraid, only glad is a comfortable, pleasant feeling. I don't like saying feelings are good or bad. So glad is pleasant feeling. Sad, mad, and afraid are not pleasant, but they're important. They're important because Number one, it's important to grieve, to feel sad, because it helps us complete something and move on to the next thing, beginnings, endings, and beginnings. But also, mad and afraid can give us some information that maybe it's time to change and end something and begin something new. So our feelings are really important in helping us make some healthy decisions for ourselves, because we all have the basic human right to pursue happiness. Well, happiness is a glad feeling, and if I'm sad, if I'm afraid, if I'm angry, then I may need to think about what is it I need to change in my life. So what needs to end? I'm really angry. Every time I go to work, I'm so angry at my boss. I'm angry at my job. Why are we living 8 hours of our day, 5 days a week, being angry? Maybe it's time to change. Same thing, I'm so bored. Bored is a little bit of sadness, really, I think. I think it would fit in kind of that category. I'm just not... nothing is causing any kind of excitement. It's sort of the opposite end of being glad. And that sense of boredom may be telling me I need to do something different. So our feelings do help us recognize maybe it's time to end something and begin something new. So I'm almost at the end of our show for today, and one of the things that I do want to touch on, it's a different topic, so I'm ending the one topic and I'm beginning another topic, but it is also sober driving awareness and being sober in general. The holiday seasons, we overdo with food, we overdo with alcohol. We can overdo with other drugs. Marijuana has become, my perspective, as doing lots of work in the drug and alcohol field, marijuana has become a much more acceptable drug. The reality is drinking and driving, smoking marijuana and driving, using other drugs and driving, dangerous. Being very tired and driving, dangerous. So... please, please be careful on the road. Recognize your feelings. If you've been drinking or using drugs or smoking pot, please make sure that you do not get on the road. Either stay where you are, sober up, and or have a designated driver. I am not a fan of designated drivers because... that means the designated driver has to sit and watch you get drunk, has to clean up the vomit in their car, and you're all carrying on in the car. And I've had clients who have had fatal accidents in their car, even though they were the designated driver, because one of the drunk passengers was fooling around and grabbed the steering wheel and the car flipped over. So, I am a huge proponent of being personally responsible. So, you, as an individual, you have to be consciously aware, I'm going to be driving, so I need to stop drinking, drugging. I'm not a proponent of any of it. And a long time before I get into a car, or I'm just going to stay put for the night until I sober up in the morning. Being sober doesn't mean that you can't have fun. It just means that you have fun normally and naturally without a mood-inducing substance. What a concept. I am not a bah humbug. I think we can have a lot of fun and be silly and goofy and frivolous and all kinds of things without having to alter our moods. And holidays don't necessarily have to be about drinking and drugging and eating, even though I know in my family eating is a huge deal. It's the Italian thing. Please, please, please be safe on the roads. Having coffee only makes you an awake drunk. It doesn't make you sober. So I think that's, we are under the impression that, I've had a number of drinks. If I have a cup of coffee, I'll be okay. It doesn't alter the blood level in your system. So, that doesn't change. It's just now you're more awake. You need to give yourself time. Before you get behind a wheel. On my way into my office last night, there was an accident. We've got office parties and home parties and friends getting together and, oh my gosh, the traffic at the liquor stores is just incredible. Everybody's getting ready for the holiday season. Really, it's my ending for this year is to have a safe, happy, spirit-filled, when I say spirit, I mean spiritual, not liquor-filled, holiday. Enjoy family. Remember that if you are in a family or situation where you're really uncomfortable, you can leave. You don't have to stay. You don't have to go. You can create some new family traditions and going, I can't stand being with my family. Well, then do something different. You can end it. Don't go. Do something different. So I hope this was useful. I hope all my shows are useful. And I will be back next year with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll. I wish you all happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you are celebrating, I wish you all the best. Again, stay healthy, happy, sober, and safe. I'll be back next year with Counselor's Chat.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating the impeachment of President Trump. Democrats accuse the president of abusing power and